All right, Payne and Pendergast, real quick. Adam Schefter tweeted this. Thank you to our friend Larry and Stafford who screen grabbed the tweet. A name to watch today, Texans left tackle Cam Robinson, who the team has discussed trading per sources. Rookie Ariante Ursary has impressed this summer and looks ready to man the Texans left tackle position. So yep. There you go.
That's good to know. We'll play some Adam Schefter later where he's just whining about how nobody's telling him anything about right. Joe Mixon.
Yeah.
And Sean and I suspect that maybe Casario's like, all right, Schefty, I'm sorry that you... So apparently us trying to withhold information is an inconvenience to you.
Yep.
So here you go. Here's some Cam Robinson info.
Yes, yes. So The Athletic had an interesting piece yesterday on... first-time head coaches. They interviewed Kellen Moore, Liam Cohen, and Brian Schottenheimer, who were all head coaches for the first time in their careers. And they asked about, you know, what are the silliest things that you've had to deal with so far as a head coach? What's the best advice that you've been given so far by other head coaches? I loved this one that Liam Cohen got because it's such a similar situation. You guys know that, I'm very judgmental of people who have bad introductory press conferences. Much to my own detriment, because
yeah.
I'm sure we had a good laugh at Dan Campbell biting off kneecaps back in... Exactly. Thank you, Ben. We had a good laugh, and still do to this day, hell, still due to a segment ago, of things Nick Sirianni was saying in his opening. Okay, so I think a lot of people were forecasting failure for both of those guys, and they've been two of the most... successful coaches of the last 5 years. Sirianni, you could argue, has been the most successful coach, maybe aside from Andy Reid, and he just took Andy Reid to the woodshed in the Super Bowl. So we know Liam Cohen had a moment in his introductory press conference. It might have been the worst out of all of them. Cohen said this: every single piece of advice from a former head coach or a current head coach that I spoke to has been be yourself. It was really cool. I spoke to Nick Sirianni at the owners' meetings. Obviously, everybody in the world was busting my chops about the introductory press conference. And then Liam Cohen, his introductory press conference. Cohen says, totally acceptable and understandable, but what was cool was Nick Sirianni grabbed me at the owners' meetings. I'd never met him before, and he was like, so Nick Sirianni proactively goes and seeks out Liam Cohen, pulls
yeah.
him aside and says, dude, use that. Use it as fuel. Your players will rally. They get scrutinized all the time in the media. So when their coach owns that, use it, take it, and ultimately just be yourself. You know, he gets crap all the time, Cohen said, for the sideline stuff or whatever. And that is true. Sirianni's act has continued into his – he's yelling at fans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, yeah. No, it becomes a huge talking point about whether or not he's got control of the team and all of that. Yeah.
But that's who he is.
Yeah.
And so the advice
yeah.
is be yourself, lean into it, own it. You know, and I'm guessing Liam Cohen in this interview owns it, says, man, totally acceptable that I'm getting my chops busted over this.
You know what? It's one of the things that's changed in sports so dramatically, I think, because of social media and because of the 24-hour news cycle, is that it used to be a lot easier to present a crafted image of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we live in a world now where it's just impossible to have a public life without all of your flaws or all of your mistakes being blasted out to the universe.
Yeah.
And I go back to stories. There used to be so many stories about Ted Williams and how protective he was of his image, and that there was he used to do these Boston Whaler ads. I think it was Boston Whaler. It was a boat of some sort.
Okay.
But like one of the tricks he used to pull was that he would cut it in half and keep driving the boat. But there was one time where it didn't work out and the boat actually sank, and it was like people were basically bullied into not saying anything about it or talk about it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get away with that anymore.
Nope.
So you can't, if you try to fight it and try to fight every time you misspoke or try to squash this or that all the time, you spend all your time as a 24-hour PR disaster manager. So you got to just lean into it and just make your perceived weaknesses your strengths.
Yeah.
Just say, yep, that's me. You know, what are you going to do about it? We're moving forward.
People underrate how endearing self-deprecation is, I think, in general.
Yeah.
And I, you know, like Cohen owning that, like Cohen should have an ad for a local restaurant in Jacksonville where they somehow find a way to work in his, that, you know, like that's, you lean into it. You can monetize it.
It's dicey, though, too, because it's also, it's a classic, hey, yeah, sure, it works for Sirianni. You know what also helps? Winning a bunch of football games.
Yeah, sure.
In a Super Bowl. Even after they'd already been good, and then they had that down year 2 years ago, people are just attacking them for all of the personality quirks and flaws. Yep. Isn't it? It's the hardest advice to give when you tell somebody to be yourself, because, you know, it's so overly simplified. You tell somebody, just be yourself. Like, there's so much that goes into that.
Yeah.
Nobody that needs that advice ever hears it and thinks, oh, I never thought of it this way before. Well, off to the races I go. Like, there's some work you got to do to get to that point where you feel comfortable.
Especially
being
when
yourself.
You give that advice to somebody you're not wild about to begin with. Like, be yourself. I don't like you very much.
You'll sabotage yourself and you'll be out of my life. So I don't have to worry about dealing with you anymore.
Definitely be yourself, because my hobby is shot. Freud, yes, be yourself.
It feels to me, because there's times where I feel it's genuinely the right advice, but it almost feels like you're punting on giving actual advice when you say to somebody, just be yourself.
Yeah,
truth be told, we all have little personality quirks that we could do better at.
Yeah,
you know, so maybe it's just like, okay, listen, what are you like what do you think your strengths are?
Right,
let's really focus on those strengths, and that's the best version of yourself, and just really use those to your best advantage.
Someone gives you advice to be yourself, there's like a 70% chance they're just trying to end the conversation so they can get on with their day.
Yeah,
70%, I would say. Yeah. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. I want to circle back.
The other advice that people will give is like, you know, maybe you're uncomfortable around crowds or anything. Just remember that. Just tell yourself, I'm okay.
Right.
No matter what people think of me. Like, well, yeah, that's an aspiration.
Yeah.
That's more like the person that needs that advice doesn't genuinely realize that they're okay.
Right.
I was like, you got to figure some things out before you get where you can just walk into a room full of people and be like, oh yeah, I'm just genuinely okay. I never thought of it that way before.
All right, Pettycast time. Let's get petty. We've got a lot of petties to get to.
Bunch of people who ain't okay.
713-5. You got that right. 713-572-4610. If you want to text in your petties, we'll read a few of them. But we got a ton of them to get to. Pettycast next.